Hello and welcome. You are listening to Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I, of course, am Chrisanne, and this time we're going to be talking about the weekly psychic predictions for the week of January 14th through January 21st of 2024. This week we have another fun deck we are working with. We are working with the Butterfly Oracle Cards for Life Changes. This is a Doreen Virtue deck before she went through her life changes. We'll just leave it at that. If you know, you know. This is a lovely deck. It is a retired deck. It's hard to find this deck. You need to look for somebody who still has retired decks. Like me, I do still sell a lot of retired decks. Not this particular one. I'm completely sold out. But not that I advocate this, but I am seeing a lot of overseas companies that are replicating a lot of retired decks. That karma's on you. You go with your heart and what that says. I kind of have a problem when you come out with a deck and then you retire it so quickly. In this case, it's because the author chose to go in a different direction with her life. Hey, that's her choice. That's fine. That was part of why this particular deck got retired. But I do think once the deck is available, you should keep it available. So I have seen it available from a completely other party. And in this case, the author is no longer taking money from the sale of these decks. It is going to either the partner that she partnered with to create the deck, or it's going to different charities. To my knowledge, that's last I heard what was happening. So be on your own conscience. But anyways, let's move on. So this is the Butterfly Oracle Cards. Beautiful deck. If you're into butterflies and you're into flowers, check this deck out. So as always, I am going to pull three cards from this deck. The first deck is Welcome the New. This is literally the card says Welcome the New. This is talking about some new things, completely new things that are going to be coming in for us this week. New possibilities, new avenues, new things that maybe we haven't even thought of. So keep your eyes open for something new coming down the pike. Oh, and then the next card that we have is the card of hobbies. This is a great week to work on your hobbies. Okay, this is my card that says I can spend the whole week rubber stamping and making my journals and creating my cards and making pendulums and earrings and sculpting with clay. That's totally what this card is. So it is saying this is a great week to work on your hobbies. This is a great week to have that de-stressing downtime to work on your hobbies, because many times when you work on your hobbies, you're working on yourself. This is a great week, but it's also the card of reminding you to do that, reminding you to take the time for yourself. Ooh, and then the last card we got, and this is kind of interesting, it's the card of moving, but because we have those other two cards with it, the Welcome to the New and the Hobbies, we are going to be moving in another direction. Yes, it could mean picking up and moving to a new location, but not all of us are going to be doing that. I think more what this card is meaning is we are moving into another shift. We are moving into another space energetically, where we are going to make time to have our hobbies. We are going to be okay with having new things coming in our lives. That moving card is all about working on creativity, being creative and moving. And it, yes, could also mean, because every card has multiple meanings, can also mean it is good to get up and have your body be moving. Move your body, take a walk. Do an exercise, maybe go on a jog, maybe go swimming, Whatever it is that you do, maybe you want to do some yoga. That is your form of moving. So that's our cards for the week. Very, very interesting. Now, we have crystals of the week. And if you've never tuned in to me before, welcome. But I always download a series of crystals to discuss. I don't look, I just download the information. And then, I mean, most of them, I know what they mean anyways. And then we kind of go from there. I don't correlate anything until here on the show. I always pull the cards live on the show. So the crystals that have come to us. Now, I have said before, if you have these crystals, great. Use them, work with them for this week. My crystals of the week are a suggestion for the week. If you don't have these crystals, go online and look it up. Maybe you have a crystal tarot deck or a crystal oracle deck. Pull out your crystal deck. Look at the pictures of the crystal. You can still feel the energy of the crystals through a picture, through the picture on your deck. Maybe you have a crystal dictionary. Look them up in your crystal dictionary. You can still feel that energy. You can almost channel or meditate on the energy of those crystals. So for this week, we have stilbite, STILBITE, if you're interested in looking it up. Stilbite is not one that I have seen in a tumbled form. I typically see stilbite in a raw form, and it's kind of pretty. It's kind of it has lines and striations that come out from the center and go all around in different sort of configurations, but it always sort of seems to come out from the center. It's a very interesting moving, appearing. It doesn't move, but appearing to move. The look of the crystal has movement to it. Stilbite is a stone that I typically see growing on or with something else. Yes, you can get stilbite by itself, but typically it grows with other things. So stilbite provides a very powerful, loving, caring energy, and it helps with creativity, developing intuition, working on your meditation. It gives you that grounding energy, but still gives you that ability to connect up. Now, when I say I do my artwork, it's divinely guided, meaning I go up to create my artwork. I'm physically here doing my artwork, but I open myself up almost in a meditative state to allow whatever wants to come in, especially if I'm painting. I don't draw a sketch of anything I create, anything, ever, ever, ever. I allow it to be because each piece is what it is. And that's what I mean by being divinely guided. Stilbite is a stone that can help you with that. In a sense, it helps you to get out of your own way. It provides you with guidance and opens you up at the same time to be within that astral state. So stilbite's kind of a cool one, especially if you want to get into some deep meditation or you're an artist like me as well. So check out stilbite. That is one that I definitely would carry on the left-hand side because the left-hand side of the body lets the energy in, the right-hand side lets the energy out. In this case, it's great to keep at your desk or in your workspace. When you're sitting at your desk or standing at your workspace, you stick out your left arm. That's the left side of your workspace. That's how you know the difference. Stilbite is a relatively inexpensive stone. It's not the cheapest, but it's certainly not the most expensive. You want to talk most expensive? That's our next one. Blue tourmaline. Oh, do I love blue tourmaline? Such a beautiful stone. Very expensive, especially if you're from Maine, which I'm living in Maine now. I love Maine. And tourmalines are one of the main stones. And tourmalines come in so many different colors. Blue is one of my favorites. Blue is sort of one of the harder ones to get. Watermelon tourmaline is hard to get too, but depending on where it's coming from. So there's a lot coming out of like India and China and that type of stuff, but mostly India. And those aren't nearly as coveted as the ones from Maine. Maine is really known for their tourmaline. Not that they're still not lovely. Hey, I have some from India. They're still beautiful. But blue Maine tourmaline and blue, I mean, and watermelon tourmaline, whew, stunning. But right now we're going to talk about the blue. So blue tourmaline invokes the energy of having that peaceful, that calm mind. It helps you with that higher awareness, that higher intuition, that opens you up to that higher realms, much like we were saying with the still bite. Blue tourmaline stops that overthinking, that overactive thinking, and your mind just goes on and on and on, especially if you're an Aries. Blue tourmaline can help sort of calm some of that down. Could be why I like it so much. And blue tourmaline helps you to align with your divine energy, your highest energy, your highest to best good, meaning it's going to open up your crown chakra to work with you, to with your angels and where it is that you need to go and what it is that you need to do. So check out blue tourmaline. Love blue tourmaline. It's probably the most expensive. Well, it's not probably. It is the most expensive for this week. So once again, check out pictures if you don't have any in your collection. The next one is a very inexpensive stone. Carnelian. Carnelian is very easy to find. It is very readily accessible. It is a very inexpensive stone because of that. And oh, I'm sorry. Blue tourmaline we want to keep on the left-hand side as well. Carnelian we also want to keep on the left-hand side because it helps you to build confidence, courage. It helps you with that passion, that power within. It's an action stone. So if you are procrastinating, if you're stuck on a piece of artwork and you just can't move past, carnelian is one that can help you to take that next step. If you're stuck on a project at work, carnelian on your left-hand pocket can help you just move past that. It helps you to manifest what is in your highest and best good. What are your goals? What are your dreams? Let's help focus on them, and carnelian can help you with that. Carnelian is great when it comes to working with creativity. Isn't it really funny that we had the hobbies card for this week? Are we getting the picture here? Carnelian is also one that can help you to boost your sexuality. So it's great to have in the bedroom. You can put it on the left-hand side of the bed or underneath the bed on the left-hand side. When you're laying in your bed on your back, stick out your left arm. That's how you can tell what is the left-hand side of the bed. Carnelian also helps you with self-control, and it is one to help you to have good fortune. It keeps you grounded, present and aware of what's happening in the moment. So carnelian's a great one to wear as jewelry as well. So the next one and the last one is tektite. So out of all the meteoric kind of stones, quote unquote, stones, tektite is by far the most inexpensive. Tektite is tektite. It is a black stone. We've talked about it before on the podcast. It is a very unassuming stone. Very easy, gentle energy to work with. But wow, is it cool to work with? So, tektite happens when a meteor hits the earth, and what happens to the ground around it from that intense heat is tektite forms. And tektite is really good if you're going to do deep meditations. You are going to have very interesting communication throughout your meditations. You could do some intergalactic work with tektite on your left-hand side. It helps you to have that connection to the cosmos. It helps you also to have connections with your angels and your guides. It also can expand your consciousness just beyond the earth. into the stars. It enhances your psychic abilities on a very deep level. It's great for lucid dreaming and astral travel. Wonderful for those deep, deep, deep meditations. But like I said, it's an easy stone to work with. I don't find it to be a very intimidating energy. Like I said, it's very unassuming looking. So if you ever have an opportunity to get your hands on some Tektite, just hold it gently in your left hand and you can close your eyes and just feel the energy of the stone. Now, if you don't feel anything from that stone, but you have from other stones, it just might not be your stone. So don't worry about it. And not everybody feels everything from stones. But eventually you will. So those are our stones for the week. Check them out. What do you think? Let me know. And then last but not least, we are going to talk about our angel of the week. This week, it's the angel of light. This angel is all about having abundance in your life, having laughter, having play, bringing light into your life, light into your home, light into your work, light into your heart. Is there a sufficient amount of light within you? And I have found if you need to bring more light and more airiness into you, into your space, a great way to do that is to laugh. You can put on a comedian on YouTube. You can listen to a podcast you find funny, watch a funny movie. Just laugh. When you laugh, you bring light. You bring air into things. So invite the angel of light into your life for this week. And I think that will really help you to get on the path of where you need to be, because our angels can't come in and help us unless we call our angels in to help us. So the path of love, the path of light, the path of joy is waiting for us for this week. Wow. Really cool things for this week. I'm really excited about the hobbies. You know, going to spend more time because, you know, the psychic on this podcast said to. Hey, I hope you guys are able to connect with your hobbies as well. And as always, you can contact me through Facebook, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. And I'm also on Instagram, Chrisanne1234. And, you know, you can reach out and get in touch with me through the website, Elemental Energies with Chrisanne. I have decks there. I have crystals there. I have a whole bunch of goodies there. So whatever, feel free to reach out with me. I'm getting a lot of wonderful feedback. I thoroughly appreciate all the feedback of everybody that listens and offers suggestions or gives great feedback about, wow, that really resonated with me. Or, yeah, I didn't quite understand that. Can you explain that to me? Yes, I can. And I'm happy to. So thank you so much to everybody that listens, shares the podcast, passes on the information about the podcast. I really appreciate it. I love doing it. So I appreciate you all listening. Thank you all so much. Have a wonderful week and be free.